Oh, That's Random Podcast. The show with a spin on everyday real life. Random topics that will have you like, what? With that guy, your guy, the one and only Nerdy G.
What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to the show. You heard the guy. It's your guy, your famous guy, your guy, the one that you like, the one that you call your favorite host, that guy, Nerdy G, or just Nerdy G for short. Welcome to the channel. Welcome to the podcast. Welcome to all that this is and that is. Nerdy's Umbrella presents Oh, That's Random Podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, if this is your first time here, I am Nerdy G, and this is where I take a little time to explore the extraordinary and ordinary and many more things, because whatever's random and whatever's on my mind, I talk about it because that's just who I am and that's what I do. I have a platform, I have a microphone, and deal with it. Listen, if you want to help support the channel, book right there. This may not be for you. Nerdy merch right here, the best way to do it. Links all in the description. Follow that Patreon. More content over there. We got things popping. We have so much. Just go over there, check it out, see what's going on, see if it's like it, see if you like it, see if it's something that you can get jiggy with, okay? Let me go ahead and say that. So let's get right into this today. I don't need to hold back. You guys probably know me, the ones who's been listening, watching, and all of that. So now I got to bring it. I got to bring it to your doorstep today. And I'm not going to spend too much time. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this. And I just want you to be, I want to be upfront and honest with you guys about not bringing it or bringing so much to you on this topic. Because here's reality. There's a bunch of internet thugs out there. You internet thugs are going to get hurt. And nobody wants the internet thugs to get hurt. You understand that? Nobody wants the internet thugs to get hurt. You guys hide behind your phones. Y'all hide behind your keyboards or whatever it is. You're swiping or whatever the case may be. You got fake photos on your profiles. You guys out there that are creating burner profiles because you're scared to say what it is that you really want to say. And not all of you, not everybody with the burner accounts, because I do understand some of you guys can't come out and say certain things because you want to protect your deals and whatever it is that you have or whatever the case. Cool, create the burner account. Do what you got to do. Get at those that are truly internet thugs that are really trying to just paint a narrative of you that's not true, or trying to run with something, trying to get their 2 minutes of fame, or, yo, I got at them. And they going around and they showing everybody they post saying that they got under your skin, X, Y, and Z. If you need to create a burner account to go set them ablaze and set them on fire, please do that. Some of those folks who don't hide in the shadows or whatever, kudos to y'all guys, but y'all still internet thugs. And we know in real life that you will not bust a damn grape. Okay? We know that for a fact. So we don't need that. I'm talking to y'all directly because y'all are getting reckless. Y'all are getting reckless. Some of you guys are just disgusting at this point. I don't know if you want to get on post and just see who can say the most fucked up thing in the world, or to see how many replies you're going to get. I don't know if you get off on that. I don't know if that's what your rocks is. I don't kink shame, but at the same time, listen, there's a line that needs to be drawn when it comes to you internet thugs. At some point, there are going to be laws, and you guys are going to be dealt with accordingly. You know, the bullying is a whole different topic. I've discussed that once before. I might discuss it again in the future. Hell, I know I am going to discuss it again in the future. But also, too, just disgusting, okay? I went through something personal, okay, and had to deal with cancer. And when I jumped on some of these cancer blogs and some of these cancer feeds, and you would think, okay, I'm going here, there's going to be some positivity, and you internet thugs that were in there, and you guys were kind of like downgrading certain levels of cancer or downplaying certain, you know, diagnosis. That's disgusting. That's nasty. I don't know if somebody hurt you. I don't know if somebody in your personal life dealt with something and they didn't make it. And now you feel like the need to still go into these rooms where people are looking for positivity, where people are looking for somebody who's going through something like them, and they're trying to understand or trying to find somebody to relate to them. That's not the place for your negativity. That's not the place for your nastiness. That's not the place for your disgusting comments. You understand what I'm saying? When there is on certain positive posts, there's no reason for you to come. If you don't like the positive posts, keep scrolling. I get it. Freedom of speech. Social media, yeah, you've taken freedom of speech to a whole different level. I understand some of this stuff we used to look for our comedians to say, but everybody's not a comedian. Sometimes we used to say, hey, what's said in your house is what's said in your house, and no, and that's between you and your four walls or whoever's in there with you. But now today, that's not the case. You guys don't give a flying flip, okay? You guys are out here and y'all are telling it. Burner accounts, no burner accounts, fake pictures, goose pictures, whatever, real pictures, and y'all saying, oh, it was for comedy. No, some of you guys feel this way. You can't hashtag comedy behind a disrespectful comment, especially when somebody had a diagnosis. That's nasty. That's disgusting. This whole Drea thing, and you guys know, if you've been here before, you guys know I don't really touch on pop culture in that way. I don't keep up with what everybody else is covering or whatever. But I went in there and I saw some of the comments that was shot at her. Like, once again, like, in real life, none of y'all have anything really to say. I mean, y'all not going to help her with her baby. Y'all not going to help her raise that kid. Y'all probably won't never ever be able to get within 20 yards, 5 feet, arm's length, whatever, a reach of her. But for you to say some of the things that you guys were saying, nasty, right? Listen, some of you guys, y'all, the age disparity between your mama and your daddy, nasty. But you don't say nothing about that. You don't hear nobody talking about that. Now, do you? We can't sit up here and live in double standards for the rest of our lives. It's 2024. Listen, older men date younger women. Older women date younger men. Younger men date older women. Younger women date older men. Simple. Stop acting like it's some big fucking deal. It's not. It happens. Now, where we cross the line is that whole grooming thing. If I seen you when you were 16 and I'm waiting till you turn 21, then that's a whole different story. That's a whole different conversation to have. Am I seeing something that's going to ruffle feathers? Maybe. But if that's the case, maybe you probably need to look at it again and hear it and rewind it, slow it down, and understand what I'm saying. I'm literally talking about these internet thugs because it's all they do is they get behind these keyboards, these phones. Nobody can truly see who you are unless you are one of those ones who are out there and literally looking for your 5 minutes of fame. But there's no reason to hop on a platform and just go in on a person. Okay, some of the jokes, yeah, they be funny, right? Some of the jokes, you can tell what somebody's trying to be funny, but when you get on there and just be nasty, nasty is horrible. I get it. Breast cancer has made a lot of way. They've made a lot of advancements over the years when it comes to dealing with breast cancer. I was looking in the comments to say, oh, you had breast cancer? Oh, that's just like dealing with a common cold. Holy shit, are y'all ranking cancer now? Are y'all ranking cancer? Oh, it's like a war story. Like, I got to one-up you. Yo, I had cancer. You had cancer. You had breast cancer. Oh, that ain't shit, nigga. I had cancer in my throat. I beat that shit 2 times and I'm back and I'm still here and I'm still smoking. Okay. All right, whatever. You can't compare your diseases. You don't hear people running around here comparing, yo, I had that hurt, but I got rid of that thing. But no, nobody's out there doing that. Nobody's out there, oh, yeah, man, I beat chlamydia 4 or 5 times. I done had gonorrhea 6 times, and I done beat that. And can't keep a good brother down. No, nobody's doing that. Nobody is doing that. You guys are disgusting. You internet thugs that go out there to just try to harp and get people riled up. Y'all need something in y'all life. I don't know what it is that y'all need, but y'all need a hug. Y'all need something going on in y'all real life. Go play pickleball. I heard that shit is popping now. Go play pickleball. Go to golf course. Go top golf. Go putt golf. Go do something. Go swing somewhere else and stop swinging on the internet. Even though sometimes it be not the nasty, derogatory comments. If it's comedy, it's comedy. If you can get you a nice little joke off, then get that joke off. But if it's just you coming out here and the comment comes off as malicious, if it's coming off derogatory, if it's coming off just horrible, don't do it. Read it 2 times. Would you want somebody to say that to you? Would you want somebody to say that to a person in your family? And how would that make them feel? Or how would that make you feel, if anything, right? If you're a human, some of these comments would never make it on there. The hate that is spewed behind these computers that you try to cover up in hashtag comedy. It's not that. Hashtag laugh out loud. I'm not laughing out loud at that. That is some bullshit. Jimmy Kimmel make light of it on his night show. Hey, here are mean tweets that people, they're reading mean tweets. Those mean tweets are semi-funny, and he picks those. But I guarantee you, when they went to go look for those mean tweets, I guarantee you there were a bunch of those tweets that felt like it was personal, like they actually know this person. And we know they don't know these people. We know that you don't know these celebrities. Now, when you celebrities get at each other, man, get at each other in text messages, man. I don't want to see that online. Sometimes it is entertaining, but I'm going to be honest with you. I truly don't want to see that online. You guys got to be better at that. Give the fans a little something. If it's part of your rollout, do it classy. Don't do it to where, like, we trying to fix somebody's livelihood. We talk about mental health today, and mental health is big. Nobody really want to talk about mental health until they are affected by it personally, or somebody that's close to them is going through mental health. But then even in that instance, they don't really understand it, but they're just saying, hey, I'm down with it because I understand that my cousin, my brother, my mother, they're going through it. And from what they can see, yeah. No, take it like that with everybody. Anybody that's going to spazzing out or whatever the case, don't sit there and laugh at them and point fun at them. Big brother Kanye, the man, if the man is going through something, those people that are close to him, I had this whole conversation on this show before, go check it out. But I had that whole conversation before. We shouldn't laugh at Kanye. Kanye is a brilliant mind, and sometimes that pressure that comes with being a brilliant mind, the pressure that weighs on his shoulder, and then where he just starts, hey, I'm at this point, and I got to get out what's in my head, and I got to get it out, and I got to say it. Somebody need to check in. But he's better. He appears to be better. He still goes on his rants. We love his rants. At least I know I do from time to time. But at the same time, for me, somebody needs to be there for him. And I would want that for anybody, not just Kanye, because he made Jesus walk. I'm talking about just in general, anybody that's going through anything like that, they need to be there. We don't need anybody there. Some folks Some folks don't know how to put their phone down. So all they do is read comments. When I jumped on this and when I started doing my content run, whatever the case may be, I already knew, hey, I can handle what you guys put in the comments. It makes nothing. It means nothing to me. The positivity and the love, I see it. I love it. I appreciate it. The DMs that I get, I appreciate it. I love it. I got it. I appreciate it. The hate, I bypass it. Because you guys do not control anything that goes on over here at Nerdy's Umbrella. You guys don't control anything with Nerdy. You guys aren't in my everyday life. And if you guys were in my everyday life, you wouldn't post it. You would come and tell me, and I will give you what you need to hear. I will tell you face to face. I don't have to get on the internet and type at you. Listen, if you find something that was taken out of context, I'm always going to tell you, listen, did you listen to the whole episode? Did you get through the whole episode? Did you understand? You know what, matter of fact, boom, episode. Go listen. Don't take things out of context. Don't take things from clip to clip to clip. The thing is, everybody wants to live in a 15-second clip or a 30-second clip today. No. Go. I'm telling you, go watch the whole thing. It's the same thing in corporate America. Listen, some people, they read like the first three sentences of a, they probably, not. I'm giving them too much credit. They probably read the first and last sentence of an email and be like, what I need to do? Oh, okay. And then they miss all the meat and potatoes right there in the middle. And then they be like, oh, I didn't know that. It was like, yeah, it was right there in that email. Well, I guess I didn't read that. Clearly you didn't, because we want the quick version. We want the microwave version of this. And we can't do that. We can't do that. Back to you internet thugs, not in the nicest way. Go get a hug. Go to therapy. If you're trying to be funny and people are bashing you because of your comment is not the greatest, listen, go work on your craft. Go write it. Go workshop it to a small group of people to see if the things that you're saying are funny. This dark humor that everybody is trying to do, everybody can't do it. Everybody can't do it because the way that you put the, you don't know how to put words together. And when you try to do it, it comes just off as just nasty and disgusting. Dark humor is for a specific certain person because they understand. Not everybody does. Dark humor is not for everybody. Stand-up comedy is not for everybody. Sitcoms are not for everybody. That's why we have different genres of entertainment, because people are entertained totally different. So if that's what you're trying to do, go work on your craft. It's not that hard. Take the time, go work on your craft, do what you need to do. Stop trying to bully online. That's one. Stop trying to bring people down just because things didn't work out the way that you wanted to in your situation. Don't do that. Don't sit up here and fire at folks because your life is not going the way that you want it to. We didn't make the decisions for you. We didn't make these choices for you in your life. If you are in a dead-end job and you can't get up off of your own ass and go try to better yourself and try to get a different position and try to make more money and try to make yourself happy, that is not on us. That is not on the world. That is not on the people who are being successful in life. That's not on the people who are getting up off their ass and going to put their work in. Those people who are finding a way, hey, traditional job ain't for me. I'm gonna be an entrepreneur. I'm gonna work on my craft. I'm gonna know what I'm good at, and I'm going to focus on that. We're not about that. You weak, because that's what I'm gonna call you. You weak ass internet thugs. Sit down. Stop. Reevaluate your life. If this is all that you got is being a bully online and saying things that are derogatory and that is hurtful, yo, I'm not telling you to jump off a bridge. I'm not telling you to kill yourself. That's not what I tell people. What I tell people to do is put the phone down. See what you really have around you. That's all you got to do. Put the phone down. See what you really got around you. Because outside of that, I mean, if you don't have nothing, then you need to go find something. Being on the internet and being a bully and being disrespectful or saying things that you think that's going to get people riled up just because you want to see how people are going to react. I see the threads. When I see a thread that's 23, 40, 40 something plus comments, and it's people going back and forth with one person who think he said something like he a shock jock on a radio station or something like that. I got you. He got y'all. I see he or she got y'all, depending on what the conversation is. These fake content, all these fake situations that they keep on putting out there because it's like shock value, and we're just doing this just because we're trying to get people, we're saying that it's comedy, but we actually really want people to have the conversation. Some of those hit and some of those don't. And then the people that get in those comments and then want to be tough guy, Mr. Tough Guy, no. What are we doing? What are we doing? Listen, I done said enough. I'm up here. I don't feel like preaching today. But all you internet thugs, the way I feel, the way I'm telling you this, the way I'm giving this to you, go do something with your life. Go figure this shit out. right? Go sell a brick, okay? Stop sitting here. Stop just trying to give it to the world because you don't have it. It ain't our fault that you don't got it. Get off your ass and go get it. Just that simple. Listen, like I already said it once. I'm not going to say it twice. Y'all know what it is. YouTube, y'all know y'all not finna get this part, but everybody else, y'all already know what time it is. And we're going to come right back to it. And then, I got something special for y'all that's listening on the DSP. So here we go.
Now I swear to God, I'ma click this mouse pad at your career so damn hard. I'ma type this keyboard till you admit that you a fraud. I would post my address, but I ain't trying to catch a charge. You respond to me on Twitter, I'll let you know what it is. I don't want you to follow me, cause you'll be all up in my biz. I don't follow nobody that put up stuff that isn't his. I'ma steal one of them candy cars and drive it off a bridge, cause you weird. Always kicking knowledge like you smart. Your Twitter questions really just require too much thought. You always trying to brag about the purchase you just bought. I'ma disguise my screen name so ain't no way I'm gonna get caught. When I hack into your life, you can't be snitching at all. No, I'll probably chill, cause you'll probably call the laws. If you ever went to jail, they'll probably get up in your drawers. I don't wanna look like I'm gay, so every day I say pause. No, you don't want no problems, boy. I had 100,000 views on Worldstar before. I should probably pull my weapon out on camera more. Ain't a sucker on the internet I can't destroy, cause I'll kill you. And yo, if you ever play me, ask around my borough, they gon' tell you that I'm crazy.
I'll kill you.
Son, if you ever play me, I got a Tech 9 and saw it off in a 380.
I'll kill you.
You don't even entertain me. Wouldn't listen to your newest CD if you paid me.
I'll
son.
Kill you.
I'll kill you. You know where I'm at, I'm in the hood. Hey, yo, just page.
My man's on soap.com, some people call him reckless. And even he'll admit the southern music ain't the freshest. So I'ma put some bullets in every rapper that's from Texas. Word to God, son, I see you, I'ma come up on that necklace. Knock that Texas hat off, I hope you drip pick that. When I make my way to Texas, done, you will get jacked. Control, shift, tap, tap, cause you whack, hit smack. F-U-K-U in all caps, take that. Cause nah, you ain't right, you don't spit that black thought. You ain't on my rap radar, you don't spit that real talk. And I tell you that you soft, cause you ain't from New York. I put hollow points in every single vehicle you park. Ain't no question in my thuggin', L-M-A-O. I'm the most thugged out person that I know. No wonder Texas screwed up, you dudes too slow. And I'ma hit a million posts if I get two more. So I know I'm doing something productive with my life. Which internet chat room will I be clubbing in tonight? I'm thugging on This Is 50, I'm live thugging on Skype. AllHipHop.com, I'm thugging it as a type.
I dare you, highly unlikely for you to leave the house or even put on your Nike. I dare you, highly unlikely that you will come and see me. You will probably just write me. I dare you, highly unlikely, but if you're feeling lucky, go ahead and get hyped.
I dare you,
I dare you.
Nah, I don't want no problems, I know you can out-type.
Sincerely apologize to all my internet thugs. Just don't shoot, I don't want to die of internet slugs. Make a sucker feel tough for what the internet does. I know you push your craziness to get an internet buzz. I know you're trying to say what's hot and never been in those clubs. I know you hustling on the net and moving internet drugs. But ain't no snitching cause I'm different, I ain't giving you up. But that's because,
hey yo, what you said to me, son?
Just the internet, bro.
Twitter that. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Internet Thugs Attacked by Communer. Yeah, we back. I'm sorry. We back. Here it is. That's for the YouTubers. Sorry. But yeah, we back, man. That's just what that is. Listen, if you heard it, if you haven't heard it, Mixtape Messiah 7, right? It's 7 of them bad boys. Mixtape Messiah 7, Internet Thugs Attack. that kind of sums up this whole episode, this whole show, just about how these folks are, whatever the case may be. So all you other content creators out there, y'all be careful. Don't go back and forth with these folks. Have your thick skin. Just as much as we don't have to look at the comments, I don't look at the comments, you don't have to look at the comments. Don't let this get you down. Don't let this depress you. Just understand that some people in the world want they funky 15 minutes of fame, and they'll do anything to get it anyway, get they buzz, to get them popping. We know it. We've seen it. We've seen it with some musicians that have done that, just to get a buzz, just to get popping and try to do something that's what they consider to be wild or of shock value. So with that being said, it is what it is. I said enough already. I don't have to keep on beating this dead horse. This is Oh That's Random Podcast. I am your host, That Guy Nerdy G. Don't forget to go get some of that nerdy merch right there. I'm going to sell it right there, right there. And then go get this book. This may not be for you. All links are all in the description. Once again, understand that this is a platform where we take the time to explore the extraordinary and ordinary. I do have some of the nerdy merch on right now. This is the nerd with the good hair. And if we already know, guys, hey, my locks are amazing. Shout out to my stylist, Chris Coffee Beauty. Check them out on Twitter. Not Twitter, but TikTok, right? Also, Nerdy's Umbrella all over the place, everywhere. Nerdy's Umbrella on every single platform. We're there. Check us out. Content all galore. Like I say, links in the descriptions. I'm not going to hold you guys any longer. If you made it this far in the show, once again, thank you. I appreciate you for this love and support. Best way to support the channel, once again, is the nerdy merch, is buying the book. And I'm going to put more content out and keep doing it because this is a passion of mine, and I'm going to give it to you guys. And once again, this is the greatest podcast host that you guys will ever have. And I'm keep bringing it to you. I'm Nerdy G.